when God put Adam and Eve into this world, he did it in a certain way that is determinative forever for the way in which men and women relate to one another, at least in certain spheres of life. He applies it specifically to the divine service by saying the priority of Adam in creation says something about the priority in the way God is going to care for people in the divine service, so that it's the man's role to pray publicly for the women and not vice versa. And then by citing the fall into sin, Paul says, I want you to see what happens when God's order is overturned. The consequences in Genesis were devastating. Think about the consequences of what's going to happen in Ephesus if you overturn the order, if you don't do things in the way that God gave them. Women's ordination, we have come to see, has consequences beyond simply a change in the structure of the church. But putting women into the office, Paul seems to be saying, is so fundamentally contrary to the way God has ordered the church that there are going to be consequences from that.